Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call in for Immigrants from Anywhere on an object you brought to this country and what it means to you now. 212-433-WNYC. It can really be any object that matters to you and your family. It can be something you brought yourself or something your parents or grandparents or great-grandparents brought to the United States from their country of origin when they emigrated. Call in and tell us what it means to you, this object, whatever it is, that came from your country of origin and what it says about your or your family's immigrant story. 212-433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, I'm joined in the studio by John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, who brings this call-in idea to us today. The latest multimedia project from Feet in Two Worlds is called What I Carried, and they're collecting stories from immigrants about just that, what you carried, or your parents, or your great-great-great-great-grandparents to this country, and what those objects mean. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So, John, let's just dive right in with an example from your project.
Okay.
This is a woman from Colombia, right. Camille Osorio, and her object is called something called a mochila. So before we hear about a minute of her story, can you describe the mochila to us?
Sure. The mochila is a bag, and as I understand it, it's made by an indigenous tribe in Colombia. And Camila, before she came to the U.S. to study at the New School, went to a tribal area of Colombia and got a mochila. And the point of her story is that she wears it. It has a very distinct design. And sometimes on the subway or on the street, she'll run into another Colombian who also has a mochila. And it's not just a handbag. It's got a kind of a mystical, spiritual significance to it. And so there's an instant bond between people who are carrying mochilas in New York City.
And as we will hear at the beginning of this clip, other people in New York are not familiar with it.
New Yorkers don't recognize what a mochila is and what it means. They just see one bag. A mochila is kind of like a bag that is done by indigenous tribes in the north of Colombia. It's supposed to represent the uterus of the mother. And many times you put coca leaves in the mochila, which you share every time you meet someone else that is also from the Coqui population. As a traveler, in New York, the mochila doesn't give me an identity as in Colombia. In the subway, it has happened to me that I see someone that enters with a mochila, and I ask them, where did you get it? And then if I have my mochila, the other person smiles and answers in Spanish and says, you know where it comes from. And then you end up talking about how did you get to New York, why are you here, if you miss Colombia, where do you get your mochila?
So the mochila secretly identifies her as Colombian to other Colombians.
To certain other Colombians, I think.
And before we play some other clips and go to our callers, is there something about these objects in general that brings out a deeper meaning in the immigrant experience, or is it their visual quality? What are you after with this project?
Well, let me give you a little bit of the backstory, which is that Feet in Two Worlds is doing this project with Cowbird, which is a storytelling website. And Feet in Two Worlds is all about telling the stories of today's immigrants. And in this current political climate, where we have a stalemate in Washington over immigration reform, what we often find are immigrants are portrayed as stereotypes, either by anti-immigration reform, people who portray them in very negative ways, as people who have come to the United States to steal American jobs or suck off the welfare system. Or we have people who represent immigrants in a sort of an idealistic way. These are people who have special virtues because they're hardworking and so forth. And so what we've always tried to do at Feet in Two Worlds is to say immigrants are like everyone else. They're people, and they have fully dimensional lives. So we really felt that by focusing on objects and having immigrants tell their stories through objects, it would add a three-dimensional character to the reporting that is done about immigrants in the media.
Let's hear some of those stories. Jusan in Queens, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Brian. I love your show. Sorry, I'm walking outside.
That's okay. Where'd you come from?
I came from Bangladesh in December 28, 2000. So this will be my 13th year here in the last of this month, I guess.
Congratulations. And what did you bring?
I just want to talk about what I brought was literally the coat on me, which was made in Bangladesh. And I didn't really realize this till way later on, but I realized a lot of the clothing that, you know, we buy in America is produced in Bangladesh. What it really means to me, I mean, it's literally the one thing that I have had for 13 years. And it's just a significant thing that it's so useful, and you know, it's based on, you know, especially now, based on cheap labor in Bangladesh, which, you know, I wasn't particularly aware of till I came to America. So it just contrasts the lifestyles that I've led in, you know, two different places and puts it into kind of an object form.
Jusan, that's an amazing story, and unfortunately, sometimes it takes tragedy, a disaster like we've seen in Bangladesh, to raise awareness of how things happen on a daily basis around the world. But tying together his experience there and then here, great story from Jusan. Let's go right on to Marvin in Manhasset. Marvin, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So your parents came from somewhere, right?
Yeah, my parents came from Suriname. They came here to New York in 1971. And they love telling people that, they came with very little. They love telling people that all they came here with was me.
Oh, you can't be the object. But
well,
it's a great...
I called because not because of me. Well, they have the baby carrier, and I still have that baby carrier. So I guess that's the object that I'm calling about.
What kind of baby carrier?
It's a sort of wire frame carrier covered in a sort of PVC coated canvas with these two handles. It's this red color, and it's always been around. And you know, now that I'm growing up and have my own family and kids, they sort of gave it to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just can't get rid of it. I love looking at it.
Did you carry your own babies in it?
I put my son in it just for kicks. We never actually left the house with him in it. I guess that's just part of me wanting to preserve
it. It didn't meet the current safety.
My son is now 12 and
requirements.
My daughter's 9.
It didn't meet FDA standards,
exactly.
Sean, is that what you were going to say?
Well, whatever agency sets those standards.
But it sounds like mostly Marvin didn't want to risk ruining it.
Yes, indeed. It's a family heirloom.
Thank you so much, Marvin. Amy in Pomona, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Brian. I love your show so much. Thank you so much
for your
show. It's wonderful.
So,
the object that we have in our family is the story. My grandmother escaped from the Ukraine when she was about 13 or 15 years old, around 1910. We're not sure how old she was. And it was really the scene out of Fiddler on the Roof when she had to flee from the shtetl, like when they sing Far From Home, I Love. And her parents sent her on a boat to Ellis Island with another girl.
Amy, I don't think we're going to be able to continue because the phone line is so bad and everybody's having a hard time hearing what you're saying. So just let's do it in real short form. What was the object?
Anyway, her father was a baker and he sent her with a rolling pin, which was from Russia, which I have in my kitchen and I look at every day. And it reminds me of the sacrifice that her parents made, sending her off and never seeing her again.
Nice. Amy, thank you very much.
And a lot of people have food-oriented objects. What we did is we gathered a group of ethnic media and community journalists at the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School, where Feet Into Worlds is based, and we did a weekend workshop around this What I Carried theme. And so, for example, one woman whose family is from Lebanon, she brought the family cookbook with her that her grandmother had assembled when they first arrived in Texas. And there are other people who bring recipes and ideas about food as their objects.
And here's another clip from the What I Carried project. This one is about a toy, a stuffed polar bear.
Something I brought with me from Israel is this IKEA bear. Weirdly, it's the only thing that I brought that means something, I guess. People warned me not to take a lot of things so I wouldn't have to pay for the extra weight. So I didn't take anything. And then my friend came to my house and I showed her the empty suitcase. I don't know what to take with me. And then she said, just take one thing that will, like, remind you home. And I couldn't think of one thing that will remind me home. So she just took this bear, was on my bed at the time, and she put it in my suitcase.
And that's Yael Evan Orr, who is an Israeli, young Israeli journalist who's actually been on WNYC. And
did she say she got that bear at IKEA?
I believe she did get the bear at IKEA.
So
I don't know if she got it. I don't know if there's an IKEA in Israel, but I think there must be because I think that's where she got it.
It's funny that something with that origin could be the thing from the old country.
Exactly. And the way Cowbird works, it's photography, audio, and text. And the picture that Yael chose to go with that story is of the bear sitting on the sidewalk on Fifth Avenue in front of the New School. And because of the angle of the shot, the bear looks a lot bigger than it really is.
Irene in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Irene, hi. How are you?
Hi. I apologize.
That's okay. I carried with me a birch whisk. And when I came through the customs, I had the birch whisk laying on top of my suitcase so it wouldn't be ruined. And when they asked me if I had any food, I said no. And so he opened my suitcase. He sees my birch whisk, and he says, so what's that? I said, it's for cooking. And he said, you didn't have any food, you said. I said, no, it's for cooking. And he takes it, and he wants to break it over his knees.
Oh.
And I said, I start to scream. And he said, what? And I start shaking my hand around like I was stirring a sauce. And he said, oh, you mean stirring.
Right. A utensil, not an ingredient.
Right. I didn't know the difference.
And when you say a birch whisk, you mean the handle was made of birch wood?
No. All the little pieces that you whisk your sauce with are actually thin pieces of birch. And it's very good for not getting lumps in your sauce.
Thank you very much for that story.
Wonderful.
Victory over the clueless customs agent. Don in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Don.
Hello, Brian. Thank you for the intelligent discourse, as usual.
Thank you.
I would like to talk about my grandfather, who's an immigrant from Poland. God rest his soul. He was a furrier, and he plied his trade going back and forth to the Lower East Side, Poland, a couple of times to rescue the family. My father came in when he was 12 and he plied his trade as a furrier. So that was what he brought with him, samples.
And did you save any of those samples?
I wish I had some samples. All I could see was my father's zoot suit growing up.
Thank you for your call.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people don't have any tangible objects. Some of us have photographs, for example. And I actually did one of these stories as this series on Cowbird, part of the series on Cowbird and Feet in Two Worlds. And all I had was a picture of my grandparents. My grandfather immigrated from Russia when he was a boy back in before the turn of the 20th century. And so I had to think about what I brought. And I was kind of came to a similar conclusion to one of the earlier callers. He brought his DNA, which he passed on to me.
Nice. And we'll acknowledge that there are many others on the board who we're not going to have time for. Listeners, why don't you go and post those stories about the things you carried to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. Yuli, who we won't get to, says all he brought was a set of weights because he wanted to be strong in a new environment, very physical and very symbolic at the same time. So just tell us, John, because we're going to run out of time, how can listeners post their own stories to your site?
So contact us at feetintoworlds@gmail.com, and we will send you instructions for how to post your stories to our site. That's feetintoworlds@gmail.com. www.thebirdcage.com, and we'll be happy to send you the procedure, and we'll look forward to hearing from people about what they carried.
And we'll have to leave it there with John Rudolph from Feet in Two Worlds. There's a link on our website to the project, which is hosted on the platform known as Cowbird, so you can check out what other people have posted and also add your own object to the mix. Oh, including the photos. I didn't mention the photos, right? You can take a photo of the object and tweet it. Use the hashtag #WhatICarried.
Absolutely.
Hashtag #WhatICarried for the photo of that thing from the old country. John Rudolph, another great Feet in Two Worlds project. Thanks for sharing it with
us. Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.